Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We got to dive right into it and light this candle because we got about 5 minutes to give some college football predictions. But I want to give some final thoughts on Nebraska versus Indiana. Here's a random thought I forgot to mention earlier. Random stat. Dylan Raiola against the zone. 90.2 passing grade against man, 44.4. I'm telling you, we got to change up what we're doing a little bit in the tack. The intermediate passes more. Also, Nebraska's home stadium, Memorial Stadium. Illinois' home stadium, Memorial Stadium. Indiana's home stadium, Memorial Stadium. Indiana sells out their home stadium for the first time in 3 years as the Huskers come into town. All right, let's look at Arkansas, LSU. What's the spread? Who's favored, Jake?
Let's see. Arkansas, LSU. We've got, I'm supposed to have this ready for, okay, 2.5 for LSU. Sorry, Arkansas, the home team.
All right, Arkansas could easily be 5-1 right now. If you watch that Oklahoma State game, they really outplayed the Cowboys, but found a way to unfortunately lose in overtime. All right, Arkansas's defense is 82nd in the country when it comes to defense and giving up big plays. Meanwhile, LSU is top 5 in the country when it comes to passing offense. LSU has the 4th best pressure rate in the country defensively. Arkansas is one of the worst in the country protecting their quarterback, 129th in pressure allowed rate. LSU, all right, is 100% a playoff contender right now, but their pass defense is 102nd in the country, and they're 77th in America when it comes to explosive plays allowed by their defense. You look at Arkansas. This is a fringe game for them. They could be 4-3 after this game, which doesn't sound so great, or they could be 5-2 with 2 top 10 wins, and they're going to be favored in a lot of their games after this going forward. Could they somehow become a college football playoff contender? Beat top 10 Tennessee, beat top 10 LSU if they win this Saturday. Big game for Sam Pittman, who is 1-5 at home versus top 10 teams as the Arkansas head coach. Now LSU has had a road game. Okay, now it's their time to go on the road. Last week, they had a bye week. They had Ole Miss coming in after 7 straight games. Now they're going on the road after a late night, tough overtime victory versus Ole Miss, and Arkansas is rested off a bye. For that reason, I'm going to take the Hogs with the upset. All right, Miami-Louisville. Who's favored there, Jake?
Miami is favored by 4.5.
All right, here's the deal. Miami's defense has been giving up big plays all year. Listen to this. Imagine if this were the Blackshirts, how mad Husker fans would be. Virginia Tech had 6 plays of 20-plus yards versus Miami. Cal had 7 plays of 20-plus yards versus Miami. Cal had 4 plays of 50-plus yards versus Miami. 4 plays over 200 yards of offense. And then another almost 150. That's just 9 plays for 350 yards of offense versus Miami's defense. Now, Cam Ward's one of the best in the country, completing 69% of his passes. Has not had a game where he's thrown for less than 300 yards. 23 total touchdowns and only 5 interceptions. Meanwhile, Louisville has allowed 3 of their past 4 Power 4 quarterback that they played against to throw for nearly 300 yards. They always give up 300 yards. Cam Ward doesn't throw for less than 300 yards. He actually averaged 370 pass yards per game. There's going to be a lot of points scored. Translation. All right, I'm going to take Miami. I have no faith in either team. Miami could easily be 4-2, but Louisville actually finds ways to win. And whether the ACC is helping them or not, Louisville finds ways to lose. Miami, whether they get help from the ACC conference or not, are just finding ways to win. And I'm going to go with the Canes with about 1% confidence. All right, Georgia, Texas, Jake.
Oh, we got Texas favored 3.5.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right. Georgia's back is against the wall. This is their game where they got to come out like a wounded, cornered animal. All right. They've got a lot to prove in this game. This is the team that's given up 19 points per game. All right. 512 yards of offense per game. That is not a normal Georgia defense. They're a notoriously slow starting team this year. Now, Texas looks like the best team in the country. A lot of people think they are the best team in the country. They've had 20 straight games with 25 plus points or more. Quinn Ewers, 72% of his passes he's completing. All right. 3-1 touchdown to interception ratio. I actually thought it would be a little bit better than that, but he's playing very well now that he's back from injury. Texas has the number one defense in the country, but keep in mind, they've played such dynamic offenses as Michigan and Oklahoma. Georgia's back is against the wall, which is what makes me leery of Georgia. Texas, on the other hand, hasn't been pressed yet. They're fresh and they're at home. Texas has 6 pass catchers that have had a catch of over 40 yards and 7 ball carriers with a rush of over 20 yards. And that's after losing 2 of their better running backs in the preseason. But Texas's last win versus an AP top 25 team was pre-Y2K in 1999. So who am I going to go with? I'm going to go with Texas. Georgia just doesn't look like Georgia this year. Jake, last one. Third Saturday in October every year. It's Alabama and it's Tennessee. What's the spread?
Crimson Tide favored by 3.
Jalen Milroe, just 2 weeks ago, was like a top 3 Heisman contender. I don't even know if he's in the top 10 at this moment. I don't know that it's entirely his fault. Their defense is awful. The secondary is young. Barely beat South Carolina. They can't run the ball, which is crazy considering how good their offensive line should be. All right. He's completing 73% of his passes, which is really good for a guy who's known for running more so than passing coming into this year. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Tennessee. Texas has the number one scoring defense in the country, but Tennessee has the 4th ranked scoring defense in the country. I don't think either team is going to score over 30. All right. Man, I'm trying to put this in a nice way. They both are college football playoff likely teams, but they both have gargantuan holes, and I'm going to put it that nicely that way because I'm trying to be nice today. For me, this was the hardest one for me to pick because they're both so unpredictable. They both look like top 5 teams at times this year. They both look like they barely belong to be in the top 15 at times this year. I'm going to go with Alabama simply because ever since SEC play has started, Tennessee and Nico Iamaleava, their young, talented, future first round, most likely quarterback, has just struggled. He's young. He's regressed. Hopefully he gets better in the future. I trust him the least out of everybody, and I trust Jalen Milroe just a little bit more. One final thought as we head out. Travis Hunter went on a podcast and talked about if he had the amount of carries, all right, that Ashton Gentry has had up at Boise State, he'd have more rushing yards. Well, here's the interesting thing. Yards after contact this year. Travis Hunter, a wide receiver, has a respectable 170 yards after contact. Ashton Gentry, the Heisman front runner at the moment, anyways, 914 yards after contact. That's almost 1,000 yards after contact. I'll tell you right now, either one of these guys is in a different year. They're both the Heisman front runner. Nobody's ever done what Travis Hunter has done. And if Gentry breaks Barry Sanders' records, nobody's ever done what he's done. Two top contenders. Can't wait to see how it unfolds. Until next time, go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bugs.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.